Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I would now like to call the Sussex County Board of Adjustment meeting to order. The first order of business for this evening will be the revised agenda. Are there any additions or corrections at this time?
There are not, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Madam Secretary. Hearing none?
Mr. Chairman, I make a motion to approve the revised agenda.
Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
We have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Hudson that we approve this evening's revised agenda. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Next, we'll have the approval of the minutes of our October the 1st and October the 15th meeting. Minutes.
So moved.
We have a second to that motion.
I'll second that motion.
Yeah, I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Rickards that we approve the minutes of our October the 1st and October the 15th meeting. Again, all those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion will carry. Next, we'll have the approval of the finding of the facts of our October the 1st and October the 15th meetings.
So moved.
Okay, do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
We have a motion by Mr. Workman and a second by Mr. Mills that we'll approve the finding of the facts of our October the 1st and October the 15th meeting. Again, all those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion so carried. Mr. Sharp.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This is the time and place for hearings before the Board of Adjustment. There are a number of public hearings this evening, and in order to proceed in an orderly fashion and to ensure full participation by those present with an interest, hearings will be conducted subject to certain rules. All persons in attendance should conduct themselves in an orderly fashion and take directions from the chairman. Unruly or disorderly conduct will not be tolerated and may result in expulsion from the room. Each application will be announced. The applicant will be asked to come forward and to be sworn in. The applicant will then present the case, explain the request, and present any exhibits or testimony in support of the application. The burden is on the applicant to address the statutory factors for a variance or special use exception. The board may ask questions of the applicant or any of its witnesses. The board will then invite public comment. Supporters will go first, followed by opponents. Please identify yourselves by name and place of residence for the record. All persons must be sworn in order to speak. Please be concise with your statements and avoid being repetitive. The board may ask questions of supporters or opponents. If you have questions for others, those questions must first be directed to the board, and the board may then direct the question to the appropriate individual. Once all testimony has been presented, the public hearing is closed, and the case may be voted upon, tabled, or taken under advisement for consideration at the end of the agenda. If you're here for a case listener, old business, or other business, please understand that no new testimony or evidence will be taken unless the record was held open at the previous hearing. In addition, items listed under old business are considered after all of the new public hearings, and you are advised that it may be late in the evening before such matters come up. All board matters are discussed and voted on publicly in open session. All persons present may stay throughout the evening to view deliberations at the end of the agenda or to call the board's office in the morning for the result. In addition, you may view all of these proceedings live on the internet. For courtesy of those here this evening, if you have a cell phone or pager, we request that you turn it off for the duration of the meeting.
Thank you. Sure. First case, please.
Case number 11082, Main Church LLC and William and Sheila DiNardo, north of Route 54, Lighthouse Road, east of Swan Drive, being lot 58 within Swan Keys Development.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record, please?
Sheila DiNardo, 37892 Swan Drive.
Do you swear or affirm that the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Thank you.
Good evening, gentlemen.
Good evening, sir.
For the record, my name is Jim Fuquay. I'm a semi-retired attorney practicing here in Georgetown. This is an application for a side and rear yard variance, and I am representing Mrs. Sheila DiNardo, who is seated behind me. Mrs. DiNardo currently has a lease from the property owner, which is Mandan Church, and she's going to be buying the property from the church. She has an agreement to purchase it. The property is lot 58 in Swan Keys. Mr. and Mrs. DiNardo have built a house on the property, and we're requesting a variance in order to build a deck on the rear of the house and steps on the side of the house for the deck. The deck and the stairs are proposed. They have not been built yet. The exhibit booklet that I submitted shows the survey of the property, an enlarged portion of the survey showing the deck, the plot of Swan Keys showing where the lot's located, and an attached map of the site. Exhibits 1 and 2, if you look there, you'll see the survey. The blow-up of that deck area, you can see that the deck will be 7 feet deep by 12.75 feet wide. If you look at Exhibit 1, you can see that the lot is very unusual in shape. Part of the front of the lot fronts on a cul-de-sac, Swan Drive, so it has a curved frontage along the cul-de-sac. Due to the cul-de-sac, the lot is only 50 feet deep on that north boundary and 60 feet deep on the south boundary. And then also in the rear of the property, you can see there's a very sharp angle for the rear line of the lot. And that rear line is actually a bulkhead that's on a lagoon. Because of the unusual rear yard line and shape, if you look at that blow-up of the deck, you can see that the about 54 square feet of the deck would be within the setback requirement. It would meet the setback requirement, but the remainder of the deck, which is about 35 square feet, would encroach into the setback area. So in effect, about 60% of the deck meets the setback and 40% doesn't. At its greatest point, the encroachment would be 5.45 feet, and then of course that encroachment reduces as you go to the north and comes down to almost being completely within the setback. And then additionally, the stairs, which you can see are along the side, they run from the deck down to the ground. The lot also is narrow. At its widest point, it's only 40 feet wide. The steps are 2.8 feet wide. So basically, that results in a 7.2-foot setback from the north line. And that results in us requesting a 2.8-foot variance on the side. As I said, the shape of the lot is on a cul-de-sac. It's very unique. There are four other lots on this cul-de-sac that had similar type problems and were granted rear or side yard variances. And if you look on Exhibit 4, they're the lots that are highlighted in red, lots 3, 4, 7, and 11. As to the legal standards, there's very unique conditions. This is an extremely irregular-shaped lot. As I said, it has a shallow depth of 50 feet on the north. It has a narrow width of 40 feet, and then it has the cul-de-sac and the angled rear lot line. Part of the deck and the stairs cannot meet the setback requirements due to the shape of the lot, and obviously the deck and the steps are appropriate and reasonable use of the property. The need for the variance has not been created by the applicant. This is not built yet, and this is the shape of the lot and has always been the shape of the lot. It will not alter the essential character of the area. Again, this rear lot variance borders the lagoon, so no one would be immediately affected by that. And there have been several other variances of a similar nature granted in this immediate area. And then, again, the variance we're requesting are the minimal that's needed, and that would be a maximum of 5.45 feet on the rear for the deck and a maximum of 2.8 feet on the side for the stairs. And, Ms. DiNardo, is everything I just stated true and correct?
Yes.
And, gentlemen, that's everything I have to present other than any questions you might have.
All right. Thank you, sir. Are there any questions from members of the board? Mr. Rickards?
No.
Mr. Workman?
No.
Mr. Hudson?
No, sir.
Mr. Mills?
No.
Mr. Calloway? No. Hearing no further questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion that we approve case number 11082 based on the testimony of the 50-foot deep lot and 60, which puts the angle in the back, which was brought to our attention by the by Mr. Fuquay, and also it makes a concave in the front with a cul-de-sac. So I would say that the uniqueness of the property, number one, is such, and I've explained that, and that the variance is necessary to enable reasonable use of the property, and that a variance will not alter the central character of the neighborhood, and the request of the variance is a minimum that can afford relief.
Okay. Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
We have a motion by Mr. Rickards and a second by Mr. Workman that we approve case number 11082. All those in favor of the motion? Mr. Mills?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Mr. Hudson?
Aye, also for the reasons stated.
Again, Mr. Workman?
Aye, for those reasons that were stated.
And Mr. Rickards?
Aye, for the reasons I stated.
And I, Mr. Calloway, for the previous reasons that have been stated. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11082 is approved.
Thank you, sir.